Hello and welcome to BIX is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of BIX Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the BIXography website. In the BIX is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of BIX Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of BIX's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program will be Mif-Moll as an accompanist of several singers, vocalists. Irving Milfred Moll was born in Roosevelt, Long Island on March 11, 1898. He died in New York City on April 29, 1961. Father was a violinist who led a part-time band, the Moll Timers. He began on violin at 11, took lessons for 3 years. During this period, also learned to play piano. At 14, played piano at local movie theaters. After a short spell on the alto horn, switched to trombone. First professional work at the College Arms, Brooklyn, with Gus Sharp's orchestra. Remained at this job for 2 years, during which time studied with Charlie Randall. Brief stay at the Alamo Club, New York, in band led by pianist-comedian Jimmy Durante, then joined newly organized original Memphis Five and began working with them at the Harvard Inn, Coney Island. Later, the group went on to the Orpheum circuit to Los Angeles via Chicago, accompanying the entertainer Queen and Farnham. Four of the original Memphis Five returned to New York, but Biff remained in California, playing in theater bands. Later, he spent several months with Abe Lyman at the Sunset Inn, Santa Monica. Rejoined the original Memphis Five at the Dance Caprice, New York, replacing Charlie Pannelli. The group played a five-month residency at the Bluebird Cafe, Montreal, Canada, then returned to New York for a Rosemont Ballroom residency. Mill left and was replaced by Charlie Pannelli. Worked with Sam Lennon before joining Ray Miller in May 1924 for a year. In July 1925, joined Ross Gorman Orchestra, playing for Earl Carroll, Vanity's Review, and thus met Rhett Nichols. During the following years, made many recordings in small groups directed by Rhett Nichols. Played for Roger Wolfgang from early 1926 until May 1927. From September 1927 was staff musician on Radio WOR, originally in group directed by Don Voorhees. 1929 became studio musician for NBC, remained with NBC until 1931, until 1938. During this nine period, Miff's work varied from working under Toscanini to directing accompanying group for Bessie Smith broadcasts, briefly with Charlie Margulis band from August 1938, then signed for Paul Weidman and joined the orchestra in December 1938, left in 1940 ill with the stomach ulcer, returned to NBC for a while, began regular teaching with Benny Goodman from August 1942 until August 1943. Later that month, took on sextet for brief run at Top Hat Club Toronto. Led on sextet at Knicks, New York from October 1943. Underwent the surgery early 1945, returned to Knicks until illness in spring of 1947. From late 1947, worked mainly in Chicago, led own band in Jazz Limited and Beehive, the Blue Note, etc. Also regular dates with Muggsy Spanier, returned to New York in 1954, long periods of inactivity, underwent several operations on his hip, began gigging again in 1956. In later years of his life, worked at various jobs outside of music, played occasionally during last years of his life. Last gig was with Pee Wee Russell at Sherwood Inn, Long Island, 12th June 1960. Well, let's start with the music. Oh, by the way, the biographical information I just read comes from Who's Who of Jazz by John Chilton. Okay, the first vocalist that I want to play is Leona Williams. I'm afraid I don't have much information about her. All I can tell you is what the Red Hot Jazz Archive gives us. It says Leona Williams was born in New Orleans, and in the recordings that I'm going to play, she's backed up by the original Memphis Five under the name of the Dixie Band. And apparently, according to Red Hot Jazz, Leona's style is somewhat reminiscent of Mamie Smith. The two tunes that I want to play are, first, I Wish I Could Shimmy Like My Sister Kate, and I will follow that with If You Don't Believe I Love You, Look What a Fool I've Been. These are from September 18, 1922. And her Dixie Band, really the original Memphis Five, consists of Phil Napoleon on trumpet, Miff Mole on trombone, Johnny Costello on clarinet, Frank Signorello on piano, and Jack Roth on drums. So let's listen then to Leona Williams, accompanied by Miff Mall with the original Memphis Five, 1922.
Thank you. me like Bob's sausage. He gave us like a jelly on the plate. My mammy wanted to know last night why all the boys treated Sadie so nice. Everyone in our neighborhood knows that she can kill me and it comes up good. I know I am late, but I'll be up to date when I can hear me like my sister.
Next, I want to play a couple of recordings by J.C. Flippen, accompanied by his gang, which includes Miff Maul. J.C. Flippen was born on March 6, 1899, in Little Rock, Arkansas, and died on February 3, 1971, in Los Angeles, California. He was a vaudeville singer and light comedian, and he's mentioned numerous times in ads or small announcements in the New York Times in the 1920s and 1930s. 1940s, he began a very successful career as a character actor, and I know him very well from the westerns that he played in with James Stewart, such as Winchester 73, Band of the River, The Far Country, and Fire Creek. Okay, the two tunes that I want to play are Babyface and She Knows Her Onions, recorded in September 1926 with Earl Oliver on trumpet, Miff Maul on trombone, Dick Johnson on clarinet, Rube Bloom on piano, there is a banjo player, and Vic Burton is on drums. So let's listen then to J.C. Flippin accompanied by his gang that includes Miff Maul, 1926.
Just a gal that knows her onions. denying, and she lives at the Ritz. She knows a rich Hawaiian, his name is Moscovitz. She never pets or dances with some young handsome sheik. She don't take any chances, she likes them old and weak. Ah, young sheiks have the sex appeal, old ones pay the checks for meals. She's a gal that knows her onion. Turn it over.
The next vocalist I want to feature is Cliff Ukulele Ike Edwards. He was born on June 14, 1895 in Hannibal, Missouri, and he died on July 17, 1971 in Los Angeles, California. He left school at the age of 14, moved to St. Louis, and started to work as a singer in saloons. He taught himself to play the ukulele, and he got his nickname, Ukulele Ike, from a club owner who couldn't remember his name. He entered the vaudeville circuit and was very popular in the 1920s. One of his big hits was Singing in the Rain. Of course, he was the voice of Jiminy Cricket in Disney's Pinocchio 1940 movie. Okay, I want to play a couple of sides by Cliff Edwards. First, from October 1926, this is Sunday. Cliff Edwards is accompanied by his Hot Combination, Red Nichols on cornet, Miff Mull on trombone, Jimmy Dorsey clarinet, alto sax, Arthur Schott piano, Dick McDonough guitar, and Vic Burton on drums. I will follow that with a recording from January of 1926, Sweet Child, I'm Wild About You, with the Hot Combination again, Red Nichols on cornet, Miff Mull on trombone, Bobby Davis on alto sax, Arthur Schott or Irving Brodsky on piano, Joe Tardo on brass bass, and Vic Burton on drums. So let's listen then to Cliff Edwards and his Hot Combination that includes Miff Mull. This is 1926.
All week long the world seems so blue, 'cause I'm away from you, miss you too. Everything goes wrong, and there's nobody to cheer me when you're not near me. I'm blue every Monday, thinking over Sunday, that one day when I'm with you. It seems that I sigh all day Tuesday, I cry all day Wednesday. Oh my, how I long for you. And then comes Tuesday, gee, it's long, it never goes by. Friday makes me feel like I'm gonna die. But after payday, that's my fun day. I shine all day Sunday, that one day when I'm with you. Thursday, then the boss gives me one more try. Friday. Once again, I just dream and sigh. And then comes payday. That's my fun day. I'm glad all day Sunday. That one day when I'm with you.
The next singer I want to feature is the great Annette Henshaw, my favorite female singer. And she was born in 1901, died in 1985. And the Red Hot Jazz Archive tells us that she was a popular singer and radio star of the 1920s and early 30s, who had many jazz overtones in her singing style. She stepped out of her role of a torch singer and improvised and had a great deal of swing that harkened to the big band singers of the 1930s. She was viewed by the public as the epitome of a flapper. Many of her early records feature many of the hot white players of the day. Red Nichols, Miff Maul, Phil Napoleon, Joe Venuti, Eddie Lang, Edwin Rollini, Vic Burton, Benny Goodman, Jimmy Dorsey, Tommy Dorsey, Jack Teagarden. Annette Henshaw was billed as the personality girl, and her trademark was girlishly saying, "That's all," at the end of a lot of her records. Henshaw recorded under a number of pseudonyms, which included Ethel Bingham, Dot Dare, Gay Ellis, Marion Lee, Janet Shaw, Lilia Sanford, and Patsy Young. Annette never thought much of her abilities as a singer and retired from show business in 1935. Okay, I'm going to play a couple of recordings from September 12, 1926. First Black Bottom and then 6 Feet of Papa. She's accompanied by Red Nichols on trumpet, Miff Maul on trombone, Jimmy Lytle clarinet, Irving Brodsky piano. There is a banjo, there is a brass bass also. So here is Annette Henshaw with Miff Maul, 1926. ¶¶
sometimes likes to shake and shiver, but it makes the doggies feel like strutting around. By watching, they found a way to imitate it. I know they exaggerated, but I wish that you could see the dance that they found. Every high-brow gal and a bon-bon buddy go down where the flats are muddy to do a step that soon will be renowned. They call this black bottom, you twist them, you've got them. Oh, sister, they clap their hands and do a raggedy drop. Said, ah. Old fellows, alone they go, and high yellers, away they go. They jump right in and give it all that they've got. They say, when that river bottom covered with ooze, stop in the squirm, couples dance. Is the movement they use just like a worm? Black bottom, a new rhythm. When you bottom, go with them to that black, black bottom all the day long.
And papa, 5 feet of mama. You get 11, but I get heaven, 'cause that 6 feet of papa belongs to me. Me, 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 me. Now if you think I'm lying, try multiplying. 6 feet of blisses times 50 kisses. Every night we're rehearsing the answer you see. Take a kiss, add a kiss, you'll find out your answer's bliss. We don't count our kisses, why? Just 'cause we can't count that high. At 6 feet of papa, 5 feet of mama, you get 11, but I get heaven, 'cause that 6 feet of papa belongs to me. Sweet, sweet stuff, that 6 feet of papa belong to me.
Now I would like to turn to Sophie Tucker. And first I will read what Brian Rust tells us about Sophie Tucker in his complete entertainment discography. Born in Boston, Massachusetts, January 13, 1884, debuted as a singer in her father's cafe in Hartford, Connecticut, 1905, to New York soon afterwards, appearing in Cabaret on 40th Street and in a blackface act at the 116th Street Music Hall, December 9, 1906. Various appearances in vaudeville, then on regular stage in Ziegfeld Follies of 1909, and many subsequent tours with revue and vaudeville. In London, 1922, for debut in Round in 50 Hippodrome, appeared many times there in Variety, Cabaret, and Review. Starred in Earl Carroll's Vanities, Music Box, New York, September 1924. In Follow a Star, Winter Garden, London, September 17, 1930, with Jack Halbert. Leave It to Me, Imperial, New York, November 9, 1938. High Kickers, Broadhurst, New York, October 31st, 1941. She made a few films, beginning with Honky Tonk, 1929, and Gay Love, 1934, in England. Broadway Melody of 1938, Sensations of 1945. She was born Sophia Abuza, and nicknamed the last of the Red Hot Mamas. She died in 1966. The two recordings that I want to play now are from April 15th, 1927. First, 50 Million Frenchmen Can't Be Wrong, and then One Sweet Letter from You. She's accompanied by Miff Moll's Mollers, Red Nichols on trumpet, Miff Moll on trombone, Jimmy Dorsey clarinet, alto sax, Ted Shapiro on piano, Eddie Lang guitar, Joe Tardo on brass bass, and Vic Burton on drums. So let's listen then to Sophie Tucker with the Miff Moll, 1927.
They say the French are naughty, they say the French are bad, they all declare that over there the French are going mad. They have a reputation of being very gay. I just got back from Paris, and I just want to say, when they go parley-vee and parley-voo, this for me, that for you, 50 million Frenchmen can't be wrong. When they go ooh-la-la-la-la-la-la on the bully boulevard, 50 million Frenchmen can't be wrong. They shake us the hands, they shake us the feet, they roll the eyes and kiss cafe right on the street. And even though the Irish and the Dutch say it don't amount to much, 50 million Frenchmen can't be wrong. All of our fashions come from Gay Paris, and if they come above the knee, 50 million Frenchmen can't be wrong. And if they give the world a new design to prove a lady has a spine, 50 million Frenchmen can't be wrong. They shorten them here, they shorten them there, and if her name is Teddy, they make Teddy Bear. if they prefer to see their women dress with more or less of less and less. 50 million Frenchmen can't be wrong. When they put on a show and it's a hit, no one tries to censor it. 50 million Frenchmen can't be wrong. And when a book is selling at its best, it isn't stopped, it's not suppressed. 50 million Frenchmen can't be wrong. Whenever they're dry for brandy or rye, to get it, they don't have to give up their right eye. And when we brag about our liberty, and they laugh at you and you and you and me, 50 million Frenchmen can't be wrong. With embroidery on their pants. And when they start to sing the Marseillaise, they sing it 40 different ways. 50 million Frenchmen can't be wrong.
To return to Cliff Edwards now for another couple of tunes. He's accompanied by his Hot Combination, first from October of 1925, Say Who Is That Baby Doll. He's accompanied by Red Nichols on cornet, Miff Moll on trombone, Bobby Davis on alto sax, Arthur Schott or Irving Brodsky on piano, Dick McDonough on banjo, Joe Tardo on brass bass, and Vic Burton on drums. I will follow that with I Want Somebody to Cheer Me Up from January 1926. The band is the same as before except that McDonough is omitted. So let's listen then to Cliff Ukulele Ike Edwards accompanied by his Hot Combination that includes Miff Moll, 1925 and 1926.
Thank you.
Well, I want to wind up today's program by going back to Sophie Tucker with the Miff Maul's Maulers. Two recordings from April 11, 1927. First, I Ain't Got Nobody, and then After You've Gone. Red Nichols on trumpet, Miff Maul trombone, Jimmy Dorsey clarinet, alto sextet, Shapiro piano, Eddie Lang guitar, Joe Tardo brass bass, and Vic Burton on drums. This is April 11, 1927, so let's listen then to Sophie Tucker accompanied by Miff Maul's Maulers, 1927.
Now there's a saying going round, and I begin to think it's true. It's awful hard to love someone when they don't care a thing about you. Once I had a loving man as good as any in this town, but now I'm sad and lonely. He's gone and turned me down. I ain't got nobody, and nobody cares about me. I'm so sad and lonely. Won't somebody come on and take a chance with me? I'll sing love songs all the time. If you'll come and be my sweet daddy mine, I ain't got nobody, and nobody cares about me. I ain't got nobody, and nobody, nobody cares about me. I'm so sad and lonely. Won't somebody come on and make a fuss over me? I'll sing love songs all the time. If you'll come and be my sweet daddy mine. Nobody cares about me. Now won't you listen, honey, while I say, how could you tell me that you're going away? Don't say that we must part. Don't break my aching heart. You know I loved you truly for many years. I loved you night and day. How can you leave me? Can't you see my tears? Listen while I say, after you've gone and left me crying, after you've gone, there's no denying, you'll feel blue, you'll feel sad, you'll miss the bestest pal you've ever had. There'll come a time, now don't forget it, there'll come a time when you'll regret it. Someday, when you grow lonely, your heart will break like mine, and you'll want me only after you've gone. After you've gone away.
Thank you.
said, after you've gone and left me crying, after you've gone, there's no denying, you'll feel blue, you'll feel sad, you'll miss the bestest pal you've ever had. There'll come a time, now don't forget it, there'll come a time when you'll regret it. Oh, babe, think what you're doing. You know my love for you will drive me to ruin. After you've gone, after you've gone away.
In addition to the vocalists that I featured in today's program, Miff Maul also recorded with Peggy English, Evelyn Prier, and perhaps Trixie Smith. Well, let's get back to Bix now. Have come to the end of today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 4 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for a new edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive. If you contend, this is